either. The shades of liberalism. You can get the picture just from what I have said already. Here we have two opposing armies. And the boundary line that separates them is the boundary line of this brook. On the one side, you have the people of God. On the other side, you have the pagan Philistine. On the one side, you have people who are circumcised in covenant relationship with God. On the other side, you have uncircumcised Philistines. On the one side, the western side, you have these Philistines standing in the midst of all their idolatry. You notice that very, very sad statement. It says concerning Gilead that he cursed David by his gods. He poured contempt on David in the name of these idolatrous gods. He boasted about those false gods. But David, of course, came in the name of the Lord of hosts, the true God of Israel. You know, there are still signs, dear believers. Still signs in this world. We're in a situation of conflict. And the thing that makes the line down the middle, and it separates the atheists and the infidels from God's believing people, and it separates paganism from the true worship, and it separates idolatry from monotheism and the truth of the one God. The one thing that makes the dividing line right down the middle, and the sides are arranged or read just in battle array on either side, is this book. And as these two sides were locked in the stalemate of an uncompromising conflict, and the brook Elah running down between them, and neither would cross. You know, the Bible has become the very center of conflict for the ages. Right during the centuries of time, from the devil first cast his doubt upon the spoken word of God, he has been raining down hailstones of criticism upon the written word of God for centuries. And the signs are clearly drawn to this present day. These Philistines were very unfavorable people. They haven't a good history in the Bible. They represent enemies, and they were always, it seems to me that the Philistines, they were in the land. They weren't like Egyptians, and they weren't like Assyrians, and they weren't like Babylonians. Those were enemies away outside of the land. But the Philistines lived in the land. They actually claimed to have a portion, and yet, even though they were inside the boundaries of the land, they were always wanting to take away from the people of God some of their valuables. You know, way back in the days of Isaac, you remember it was the Philistines blocked up the well. They tried to take away those streams of refreshment. You jump away across into the days of Samson. They tried to take away poor old Samson's separation. They got him involved with Philistine women. And made him drink Philistine wine. And they also took away his strength. I would say to young men, that's what the Philistine world would still do. Take away your strength. Get you some way engaged in the bond of an unequal yoke, but leave you just powerless and useless for God. Then they took away his sight. As John Milton said, old Samson was grinding eyeless in Gaza. Imagine a great strong man of God grinding, pushing round a grinding stone, doing the work of a woman. They belittled him. They said, you're the strong man. We'll degrade you until you're doing the work of a donkey. And you're doing the work of a slave woman pushing around. You remember in the days of Eli, they took away the symbol. They came up and they took away the ark. One of the most precious, significant commodities that the people of God had. They removed the symbol. You know that is still happening to our present day. I see people take away if we would allow them. take away some of those precious significant symbols that we have. They want to remove the Lord's Supper.